Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, there's three narratives about Stephon Diggs that I want to jump into. By the way, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud, already yelling at each other. This was them with the famous streamer sketch. They were also with Tank Dell. By the way, moving around well.
Looked really good.
Yeah, they were running routes. CJ Stroud getting competitive, man. He does not appreciate the way Stephon Diggs was playing quarterback with him, and he let him know via TikTok.
He get locked up. He's playing everybody but him.
Bro, so everything not here?
No, I got something.
Bro, I just threw you. Everything not here, my Come on, man.
Hey, for real,
though. CJ Stroud's so competitive. He is like a middle schooler playing outside in the neighborhood. He's coming home with the grass stains, all that. He wasn't messing around.
That's probably why he invited Sketch.
By the way, Tank out there moving, running, cleats,
excellent, everything.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Guarding him.
But that's probably why he invited Sketch, because he's so competitive. Some of those clips, I got into that wormhole too.
Well, Sketch went out for routes. They were kind of giving him a hard time.
He was wearing socks.
We'll hear that when the internet goes nuts.
He was running in socks.
He was just chilling. But yeah, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud yelling. Obviously nothing serious, but I just like seeing the competitiveness of CJ Stroud, the authenticity. They weren't doing that for the gram. They were really playing the old school 2-on-2 automatic all-time quarterback. They were just
and really they didn't post a lot. It's just like one or two videos and a picture, I think.
Yeah.
They were just out there having a good time, man.
And Tank was out there. I saw that Beltway Boys Walker got a lot of attention for a tweet because he saw Tank Dell wearing some baby blue, oiler blue gloves, and I don't know if he's trying to insinuate that perhaps that's like a sign of the uniforms or what, but
here we go.
The baby blue gloves had him just excited for the Texans uniform party, which, by the way, the 23rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks from tomorrow. John Lopez will be there, front row.
I don't know. I have to see. We've seen the uniforms. I want to get the pulse of the people.
On the unis?
Yeah, on the uniform.
Okay.
Yeah.
The baby blue, though, got a lot of people excited. The gloves.
H-Town blue, baby.
Yeah.
I saw a police car, an old school police car that was still sporting the H-Town blue. I wonder if they're bringing them back. That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
No.
As long as you don't see their lights in the rearview mirror.
Cars, man. Well,
I like the color.
You got to lay a little bit lower than that.
I saw a couple. Well, yeah. I saw one, and we'll see.
No, we don't need
it. Man, I don't need the cost to be laying lower than they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, lay low, man.
As a driver, you should want them to have that.
I seen a cop in a Camaro. I didn't even know it was a cop.
Man.
What were you doing? Speeding?
Nah, it was just driving on the side of me, and then they just hit the lights. I'm like, damn, I didn't know that was a cop.
Yeah.
I hate those. I shouldn't say this, but I hate those cop cars.
Oh, wow.
Where it says, like, Sheriff's Department.
I back the blue, just so you know.
I back the blue.
These guys are. I back the blue, just so
blue
you know.
Blue lives matter.
Shout out to all the cops.
One of us has been trying to get the word out about the Memorial Day walk, and the other one has ignored it. So, take that.
Yeah. I support the cops.
But man, I hate when they have the.
These two, no.
On the side of the car, it says like Sheriff's Department or whatever, and it's like faded into the color. You can barely read it. Like, come on, man. Give us a chance.
Or people that just be driving in Crown Vicks out of nowhere.
Yeah, speed, give us a chance, man. Speed. Fighting chance.
Obey the law, man.
I'm a law abider.
Three narratives about Stephon Diggs that I think deserve attention. These are the three biggest emerging narratives about Stephon Diggs. Number one.
Numero uno.
He fought with Josh Allen in Buffalo. I'm seeing these reports out of Buffalo now that Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, they fought after a week one game where Josh Allen yelled at him, it's one effing game. And there was just all this turmoil and stuff. Okay, we know that.
It's not breaking
Like, are
news.
We really going to do this after the fact? We knew that.
That always happens.
He left minicamp.
That always happens.
Sean McDermott said that he left, and then he said he'd let him. And all, like, we knew this.
Yes.
So now I'm going to have to hear that Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen just were butting heads?
Yeah.
Why?
This is not breaking news.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Numero dos.
Stephon Diggs' production fell off last year. Now, this is the one that you do have to pay some attention to. Like, why was this? Was this because Buffalo started running the pill a little bit more? Was it because they changed offensive coordinators? Could there have been an injury that he was hiding? What is the problem? But Stephon Diggs, his production fell off in Buffalo last year. Why is that? And does it really matter as much here in Houston where you already have Tank Dell and you already have Nico Collins?
Yeah, look, this is very valid, and it should be talked about, but it also should be put in perspective. Did it happen? Absolutely. And it could be something of a concern when you combine that with his age. He's 30, you know, okay, but it should be something of a concern. But I go back to what I mentioned to you earlier that I don't think it's been talked about enough, and that is, well, they've talked about his change of offensive coordinators, but the other thing about this is, like, they changed their whole approach offensively. You know, it started in what, week 10?
Yeah, they run the rock a little bit more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Like they had the first, up until week 10, they had one game over 134 yards as a team rushing. After week 10, they had six, and some of them were 175, 170, and 254. So, yeah, his production by default is going to drop.
Here's the thing that I think is funny, too, from a Buffalo perspective. Because Buffalo, when the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, you had to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You had to either evolve and figure stuff out, or there's like a big void that you miss. They were fortunate enough to have Travis Kelce. They were fortunate enough to have one of the best defensive players of the game, and they were fortunate enough to have Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo has good tight ends. I actually think Dalton Kincaid, they have perhaps the best tight end duo in the league, and I think Kincaid's going to be an absolute star next year, especially without Diggs. So you have that. But the other thing that I do think needs to be at least mentioned or at least acknowledged is Diggs wasn't the only guy that was unhappy last year. Gabe Davis didn't quite leave on the best of terms.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Davis seemed kind of unhappy at the end of their season against the Chiefs as well. So you got to wonder, is there some sort of deeper meaning or deeper issue in Buffalo that is not Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis? Now, Diggs also has a history, and he had the issues at the end in Minnesota, so that is fair. But he wasn't the only disgruntled receiver.
Yeah, and there's a financial implication as well. I mean, they're trying to get back under the cap, so players are like, where do I stand? What's my next contract going to look like? Like, there's definitely a financial aspect or two, which might feed into not being happy.
And the final narrative.
Numero tres.
And Ross Tucker brought this up. This was Ross Tucker. You hear him with Payne and Pendergast. This was Ross Tucker talking about the Stephon Diggs deal. This was Ross Tucker talking about something that a lot of people are bringing up.
Don't like the trade for Stephon Diggs as much for the Houston Texans after this contract adjustment. First of all, you trade a second round pick for only 1 year of Diggs services. You can't get a comp pick because you shorten the contract, and you give him a $3.5 million raise for that same 1 year that you didn't even have to do. They say they're doing it because they want him to be supremely motivated, I believe, to perform very well. What about the opposite? What if Nico Collins is getting the ball a lot? What if they're giving the ball to Tank Dell a lot? I feel like this could really go either way with Stephon Diggs in Houston. And a second-round pick for 1 year, it's a little bit much.
The second-round pick was acquired to trade for Diggs. I heard this yesterday. I was on with Carrington Harrison on Mad Dog Radio, and he's like, well, what are the Texans going to do now that they traded the second-round pick? No, they have their full draft. It's the same.
Yeah.
Like, what's their draft plans? They have the exact same draft picks this year that they had before they made the Diggs trade. They also have a second round pick next year. So the extra second round pick they got that in that random ass Minnesota, what we thought was random.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
But now we know it was to get Diggs.
Yeah.
So they took out that loan. They traded back 19 spots, essentially, got Minnesota's second, gave up their first, and they got an extra second, and they used that extra second for Stephon Diggs. It's like driving up to the home loan place. You're getting the loan for the certain house. You already know what house you want. That's what that extra second round pick was.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have the full draft equity that you had after you made that trade this year. And next year, you still have a full draft. So it never really happened.
Right.
So I don't think it's fair. Like, they would have never made that trade with Minnesota and had that second round pick.
No, that's key.
Had they not wanted Stephon Diggs. So if you want to judge this in hindsight, you judge it. In fairness for me, based on the reality, and I'm not saying they made the right choice,
mm-hmm.
but you judged it based on who they could have gotten at 22, not what happens with his second round pick, and you don't judge it like a normal second round pick because they went and got it to make this move for better or worse.
And I also feel you don't judge it like, what if Tank and Nico have a great season? Well, you have to judge it like, what impact did Stephon Diggs have on them having a great season? Because he's still going to be out there, you know, barring injury, of course, knock on wood. But he's still going to be out there, still be catching balls, still have an impact. If he has a down year, that might help those other two guys, and that's part of the deal. That's part of the reason you got him.
The text line 832 says, how's Mechie working out? Picks aren't everything. I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate this line of thinking. I saw Sean say this yesterday. I kind of gave him a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else had said something dumber. But this whole, there's not a big hit rate on draft picks, and it's a 50%, it's a cluster, it's a crapshoot. Okay, but you can still make the right pick. Like, we can do this all day. We can use examples.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Examples of great second-round picks, and we can use examples of bad picks. But to me, when you start saying, well, draft picks aren't everything, you know who you sound like? And I don't think Texans fans want to sound like these people. 832, love you. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one, whether you agree, disagree, or whatever. You know what you sound like when you say, well, picks don't hit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
That's kind of the deal in pro football.
You're trading third-round picks for, like, Gary and Conley and Duke Johnson, or trading, you know, all these draft picks for Laremy Tunsil. You honestly, and we've heard them say this, you sound like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby.
But I think we're not all stat guys.
But I think you look at this second round pick as more of a home loan, or you look at what would have happened at 22. I think that's the logical way to look at it.
I just hate it for that reason and others. You say draft picks don't mean everything. What league are you following? Like, every team in the NFL wants to build their team. Now, they supplement it with, like, a Stephon Diggs or a free agent signing or whatever. Every team in the NFL.
We all want picks.
Every single. What good
picks.
Are the picks?
You want
they're
picks.
Not every,
they're
yes,
the best
they
thing
are.
You can have.
Name the best players on
they're
this
the,
squad.
They're the best thing you can have. Draft picks are the best thing you can have. Period, point blank. End
yes.
Story. You can still screw them up.
That's where they
there's
lose me.
There's a point. Always. There's a better chance. Look, if you.
Draft picks aren't everything. Oh, really?
if you live a life where you just say 1 through 300 or whatever, how many ever picks there are, this guy sucks, chances are you're going to be right. Because it's hard to play football in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing. But draft picks are everything.
Everything.
They're everything. They're the CJ best thing Stroud. You can have.
How'd they get him?
You got to put the draft pick.
What about Nico?
Draft pick.
What about Tank?
Draft pick.
What about Christian Harris?
Draft pick.
What about Derek Stingley?
Draft pick.
What about Petrie, for what it's worth? For what it's worth.
Can't win them all. Kind of going to the
what
other
about
side
Will
of
Anderson?
Things. Though. Draft pick.
Don't tell me draft picks aren't everything.
Yeah, don't give me
when
the
when your team
stuff.
Is They're here everything. Because of draft picks.
They're everything. Draft picks are everything.
That's where you lose me.
They're everything.
Yeah.
100%. But I do think in this instance, just talking about it as a second round pick, I think that's the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ross. I just don't, and he's not the only one doing it. I just don't. But it's kind of telling because how much does it really hit nationally whenever the Texans make a trade with Minnesota? Like does it?
We were kind of like okay.
What are they up to?
Yeah, we knew something was coming.
What's going on? We knew Minnesota, or we believed Minnesota was trying to get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Texans did it, it was like okay, what's going on? And now we know that was their loan. They took out the extra second round pick as their loan to get Stephon Diggs. I'm not sitting here minimizing it.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to criticize it, look at 22. Like if Adonai Mitchell could have been had at 22,
mm-hmm.
then you can say, man, that Diggs trade, that's a little bit wild.
Yeah.
You could have had Adonai Mitchell or another receiver like that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't evaluate it that way. That's just me. And I think we follow this team closer than most.
Well, and even Adonai Mitchell, you could say, okay.
Yeah.
Could have.
Yeah.
Instead, we got Stephon Diggs and some second round picks.
Yeah.
So, you know, which would
you
rather have?
Full draft.
Yeah, and you still have your full draft.
I think that's interesting. Speaking of draft, Tavondre Sweat arrested for DWI yesterday. He's been a popular name with the Texans. Dane Brugler reports that Diggs was known as kind of a party guy. That might have something to do with the weight, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
on top of genetics. But you mix genetics and. I mean, what's he drinking? 25 beers a night?
What was it?
I'm curious. I'm just saying, like, someone his size. How
no,
much
that's what
sipping?
I'm saying. I'm legitimately curious. Like, we don't know. They have some evidence, or else they wouldn't have, you know, arrested him. Whatever that evidence may be, let's say it's, you know, he blew a number. You know,
well, what if he didn't blow? Then they just could sense the alcohol and they saw him.
Yeah,
driving
we
crazy.
Don't know. And
it's a charge.
Yeah, but he has been charged. What? How much did that man have to drink? At 370 pounds.
How much do you have to drink at 370?
That's what I'm saying. A six-pack is like a blip.
Oh, that's a blip for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kidding? That's 12 minutes.
Six-pack is like warm-up.
That's 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a warm-up. It's toe touches.
That's 15.
It's jumping jacks.
They're going down, brother. Yeah. Him? You kidding me?
That's a lot of alcohol.
Well, I mean, it's a brunch, too.
Yeah, so he was eating, too.
It's either a brunch or a...
It's day drinking one way or another.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Or a pool.
Yeah, or pool.
There's no pool parties right now.
Why not?
For me, like if
it was hot Saturday.
If you're getting hammered at two, this is the plan. You've probably been drinking the night before. You're with your friends, and we're going to get brunch, bottles, all that.
Yeah.
And work your way to lunch. I feel you, man. Now, 20 days away from the draft, that's going to be the question mark. Yeah. Now, it could be the wake-up call that you need. Or it could be a sign that this guy's just never going to get it. It just depends on how the young man reacts. And that's the thing that I always talk about. Got kind of accused when I was talking about Rashee Rice last week, where mm-hmm. it was like, you're justifying this guy. If it were you and me, we'd be in jail. Okay, that's fine. Sure. Like, I don't have the attorney that he has. Sure, I'd be – whatever you say. But if no one is harmed – a young man can make a choice. You always hear like you go right, you go left, you figure out whichever way you go. There's a chance in these young men's lives where sometimes it's something. Sometimes you realize it's too late. Sometimes there's like something that happens and you snap your finger and you snap out of it. Sometimes mm-hmm. you never snap out of it. So I'm not saying this is the absolute way, but I am saying that I kind of sympathize. There's a lot of times where I might lack sympathy. I sympathize with young men under the age of 25 that have all this stuff going on and are dealing with their problems on top of everything else. So forgive me if I have like a small ounce of hope that a young man who was foolish enough to get charged with D-Dub 20 days before the draft, forgive me for hoping that this is something where he takes it as, man,
this is bad, but I still have an opportunity, and the best is yet to come. Forgive me for that.
Look, it could be a real problem, or it could be a wake-up call. And that's why you get paid the big bucks if you're Nick Caserio and the staff over there to figure it out. Because this close to the draft, after he told teams, according to Dane Brugler, that's behind me, because they were asking him about his, quote, partying, that's behind me. And then this happens, you got to figure that out. But there is a lot of sympathy there, because how many friends or how many people do we know over the years where we tell someone, you know, he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, they have this thing. So you got to figure it out.
There it is. So yeah. We'll see what happens, and maybe he's more likely to be a Texan now because he might be falling in the draft.
Yeah,
maybe he's less likely. Who knows? The draft is 19 days away now. Coming up, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop. I gotta sympathize with the King of Pop.
All right,
I'm gonna sympathize All right. with the King of Pop. Not about what you might be thinking. I'm not taking it there. Okay, that's still bad. But I gotta sympathize. I gotta Good. Sympathize with the King of Pop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.